USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump continues to trail Democratic challenger Joe Biden nationally, though he is gaining ground. Last month, Trump was down 13 points in the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, which was conducted just days after Biden's selection of Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, is down nationally to 9 points. The former vice president holds double-digit advantages over Trump on the coronavirus, immigration, and race relations. Trump maintains his lead over Biden on the economy, which this poll finds that is a voter's top issue heading into the election. 60% of Biden voters say their support for the former vice president is based more on their feelings against Trump rather than their support for the nominee. By contrast, 74% of Trump voters are completely for the president versus 20% who are against Biden. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The heat has brought rolling blackouts in California, and USA's Tim Berg has the details.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is demanding an investigation into two nights of rolling blackouts that occurred during a prolonged heat wave and increased energy use.
You deserve and also demand what happened and the implications of what this means to the future. And that's exactly what we've initiated over the course of the last 48 hours.
The blackouts affected hundreds of thousands of Californians who are also dealing with temperatures well over 100 degrees.
Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp, who has opposed local mask mandates and even sued over one in Atlanta, has signed a new executive order that allows local governments to enact their own mask requirements to help fight the coronavirus pandemic. The one issued over the weekend says residents and visitors of the state are strongly encouraged to wear face coverings when they are outside of their homes, except when eating, drinking, or exercising outside. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill backtracked its plans to reopen campuses for in-person learning, saying it will have to shift to remote learning amid a surge of coronavirus cases among their students. The announcement came just 1 week after the university, one of the largest in the country to resume in-person learning, began classes for the fall semester. The university said it has recorded a more than 10% jump in cases among the 954 students tested. The school said it will switch to all remote learning starting Wednesday and offer students the opportunity to cancel resident hall requests with no penalties. The CDC reported 135 new COVID-19 cases and 4 new clusters. Following the death of President Trump's brother Robert Trump, disenchanted critics of the president have been tweeting the hashtag #WrongTrump as if to say it should have been the president who passed away. As of this morning, the hashtag was the second highest trending on Twitter with over 100,000 tweets, including a number of journalists and an NAACP leader. Bishop Talbert Swan, who is a pastor, radio host, and president of the Springfield, Massachusetts branch of the NAACP, said, "Dear Grim Reaper, you took the wrong Trump." A number of the posts bearing the hashtags were expressing distaste for the trend, even by some who opposed the president. Robert Trump died 11 days before what would have been his 72nd birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.